everybody, and welcome back. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and you're listening to Late in Life Lesbian. Well, here we are. It's August, and I have just about a month before getting back to full-time work, so I guess I can finally stop shopping at the dollar store for the summer. I've tried about three times to record this podcast, and as if our house isn't cliche enough, all of the cats keep fighting with one another, so at this point, if you hear any noise in the background, you know what it is. I talked about my experience telling my kids about splitting from their dad in the last episode, but I didn't address how I came out to the kids. I also know that I spoke at length about avoidance in the last episode, and this in some ways relates to that. I did tell my oldest son that I was lesbian and in a relationship early on. As I've said, he's always been somewhat of an old soul, and I knew he'd be able to handle the news without a problem. Both of my boys always knew that my brother was gay, and they always knew that being gay wasn't an issue at all. But my youngest has always been a little on the immature side, and he could never really stay quiet about things. And in my mind, I kept picturing him yammering on and on to his father about me being with a woman. And like I've said before, my husband was not exactly the most accepting or most tactful individual when I came out to him and when we separated. He was in a really bad place and essentially made life very difficult for my girlfriend and me. He won't even so much as greet her when they are in the same room as one another. And there have been many times where we've had to get together for functions for the kids. So to say that it's uncomfortable after all these years is an understatement. Anyway, I didn't tell the little one, and it came out all wrong way after my ex had moved out. I was in the backyard one day with one of my friends who was openly gay, and she had no idea that my youngest did not know that I was. And she made a comment in his presence, and all of a sudden, I saw the wheels spinning in his head, and he turned to me and he said, "Mommy, have you gone gay?" I guess there was no turning back at that point, so I said, "Well, I guess you could say that." And then he asked, "With who?" And I told him. And then he asked, "Well, who knows about this?" And I told him that his brother knew, and that my girlfriend, my now wife's kids, also knew. And then he started crying. And I thought he was crying because he was ashamed or embarrassed of me. So I asked him why he was crying. And he said, "Because you didn't tell me. I'm the last person to know. You didn't trust me, and that hurts my feelings." So in one way, I was relieved, but in another way, I was mortified. He was right. I made him feel as if he couldn't be trusted. Now, I'm the youngest of three children myself, and I should have known and I should have understood how being the last to know everything affects someone. I've always been the last to find things out in my family, and it always made me feel like crap. When I was in college, my father was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I remember coming home for Thanksgiving break, my senior year of college. And we were helping my mom to clean the house for Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone was sort of avoiding me. I distinctly remember cleaning the windows inside the house, and my dad came up to me and said that he had to talk to me about something. He said, "You know how I've lost my hearing in one ear?" He had been going deaf for a few years. So I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I'm going to have a surgery because the side of my face has started to go numb." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's good. You'll get your hearing back." And he didn't say anything. And then I looked outside and I saw my mother, brother, and sister looking at us through the window, and they were crying. So I looked back at my dad, And he said, no, I won't be getting my hearing back. It's a brain tumor. The damage to my auditory nerve is irreparable. And the surgery's just to remove the tumor. So I asked him when. And he said, Monday. And I said, Monday? How long have you known? And he told me that he had started seeing specialists in September. They had known for 2 months and never said a word to me. I had been home for weekend visits countless times, and not a word to me until 5 days before the surgery date. So I asked, why didn't you tell me? And he said, we didn't want to worry you or ruin your senior year of school. Naturally, I broke down and I cried and I asked questions. I said all the right things, but my insides were just a wreck. I was 21 years old, and I was the last to know about my father having major surgery that he might or might not survive. Just as a side note, he did survive, but it was a very long road with many, many unforeseen complications. I know it sounds childish. I do understand their rationale. I probably would have done the same thing, but being out of the loop for so long made me feel as if I didn't matter. And that's exactly what I did to my youngest son. I made him feel as if he wasn't worthy of knowing information that would permanently affect his life. I had my reasons for not telling my son. In addition to him going on and on about it to his dad, I didn't want him telling his friends, his teachers, many of whom I knew because I taught in the same school system. I wasn't ready to tell anybody outside of my close circle of friends and family. But he was ultimately wounded, not by the fact that I was gay, but because I avoided telling him for so long. Any explanation that I offered to him for not telling him at that point didn't matter. In his eyes, I didn't trust him. And that's a hard one to recover from. I may get to this in a later podcast. I'm not really sure, but my youngest son has had quite a few of his own struggles for a while. It's probably a little too raw for me to discuss right now, but I'll get back to that in another podcast. My point is that I avoided telling him about my relationship and my sexuality, and he felt bad because of it. And I should have known better because I had been in his situation before in my own life for different circumstances. But we're moving forward. We moved forward from that point. He never had a problem with my sexuality. His problems were that we didn't have that level of trust. And that's what it's all about. Trust. I'm going to wrap it up for today. I'm going to probably go back to watching the rest of House of Cards. I know I'm probably the last one to finish that show. It's a little bit scary how close they are to reality in these times. So enjoy your week, and thanks for listening. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and this was Late in Life Lesbian.